It's my pleasure today to be speaking with Julie Pring, and Julie is the coordinator of the Caboolture Supports Group for Parkinson's Queensland, and she's joining 101.5 this morning. Have a little chat about the symptoms and the signs of Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Rosemary, and good morning, listeners.
Julie, what do people, when diagnosed with Parkinson's, have to look forward to?
Well, generally, most have had symptoms for a number of years before diagnosis. They often do not realise that these signs could be related to Parkinson's disease. However, usually following diagnosis, someone has many years of productive living, especially if there is a positive attitude maintained and the person remains active in areas of interest.
Okay. What are some of those earlier symptoms, Julie?
Non-motor symptoms like constipation, loss of smell, sleep difficulties, fatigue are just few issues which can indicate Parkinson's, although they can also be associated with many other disease processes. Every person with Parkinson's has different issues.
Mm-hmm. So what signs tend to lead to a diagnosis?
These are more likely to be the motor or the movement symptoms of stiffness or rigidity, tremor, slower movement, and changed posture and walking patterns. Often after diagnosis and more awareness of other possible symptoms, a person realises that some have been with them for even 10 to 20 years.
Wow. Well, what sort of activity leads to productive living, Julie?
If someone hears they have Parkinson's and decides to just sit in a corner, both the movement and non-motor symptoms will progress much more rapidly. Exercise for both the body and the mind is really important to slow that progression and to lead to positive quality of life. So keeping connected with family, friends and community helps motivate a person and helps overcome other symptoms, that of apathy.
Absolutely. Just tell us, what is the Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group getting up to this month, Julie?
Our meetings are on the third Thursday of the month from February to November. So at the last meeting for the year, we celebrated with special lunch, a gift exchange, and the Kalanga Parkinson Singing Group presented a few items. We next meet on the 20th of February, but we will continue to catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday in December and January. We welcome anyone interested in Parkinson's or atypical Parkinson's and anyone with the diagnosis or a care partner to join us.
That'd be absolutely great. And Julie, if a person has been listening and they want to know about more about Parkinson's, what should they do about it?
Well, first of all, you have all our details at Radio 101.5 FM, so you can contact the station or you can contact Parkinson's Queensland, and my mobile 0409 479929, but the station has that. Or there's also the Quick Parkinson's Queensland website, and this includes the details of all support groups like ours.
Absolutely. Now, Jules, you often give us a quote or two. Have you got one? And this will probably be the last one for the year. Have you got any for us today?
Right. So first of all, something Alan Border said, and of course people would know that he has Parkinson's. He said they, meaning the doctors, say you are every chance of having a good quality of life well into the 70s and maybe your 80s. Which may come down to genetics a bit. Parkinson's might not necessarily get me. It might be something else. Mm-hmm. And then Maya Agnello said, we spend precious hours fearing the inevitable. It would be wise to use that time adoring our families, cherishing our friends, and living our lives.
Julie Pring, coordinator of the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's Queensland, thank you for your contribution throughout the year. Your input is most invaluable for those living with Parkinson's, and you've kept our community connected and informed. We wish you and everybody in your group a Merry Christmas and a Happy, Happy New Year. And as always, you can listen to this interview again with Julie or any of the chats that we've had throughout the year at the 1015fm.com.au/podcast. Thanks so much, Julie. We'll look forward to catching up with you again in the new year. And listeners, that next meeting is February the 20th, 2026. Thanks, Jules.
Thanks, Rosemary, and happy Christmas to everyone.
Thank you.